When the nations are in trouble, the people are in trouble as well. See, America is experiencing economic downfall, and there is problems with the dollar right now. And you look at the news, Nigeria is going through a lot, and other nations like that. They're not to talk of flooding in various places, destruction of lives and property, not to talk about wars that are going on. All these things, when we pray, God has a way of intervening. You know, He says, "My people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways." God said, "He will hear from heaven and heal our land." God is very willing to hear from heaven and heal our land, heal our nation. But are we praying? This is very serious. "To call upon him in the days of trouble, and he will deliver thee." Psalm 50, verse 15. Psalm 50, verse 15. "To call upon Jesus in the days of trouble, and he will deliver thee." Very willing to deliver. But are we calling upon him today? We want to pray right now. Shall we begin to pray as the Spirit leads us? Shall we begin to pray in the name of Jesus? Yes, Lord.
Sometimes Jesus sends you mighty name of Jesus. If you call upon you in the name of trouble, you will deliver us. Oh, Lord God, I'm calling on you. Lord God, deliver me and my family and my children from trouble. Oh, Lord God, deliver the nation from trouble in Jesus' name. Nation, Jerusalem, nation, Nigeria, nation, America, cities, towns, island, and villages, countries, nations. Oh, Lord God, Father, we are calling upon you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, let them turn from their wickedness and heal all our lands in the name of Jesus. Remove trouble from all nations, to Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. I'm calling upon you, Lord God, deliver me from trouble in Jesus' name. Deliver my family and my children and their family from trouble in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, deliver me and my family from trouble. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, deliver my children and their family from trouble. Deliver my enemy from trouble. Deliver my ministry from trouble. Deliver my evangelism from trouble. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Deliver my evangelism from trouble, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Our bodies, our fears, our anxieties, our cries, we care for. Cast your body upon Jesus, for he cares
for you.
Cast
Father,
your
I cast
body.
My body upon you, Jesus, prayer. I know you care for me. You are the shepherd, the caring of God. You care for me and my children, and you care for my children and their family. I cast my body of evangelism unto you. Lord of heaven, deliver the distribution of the tracts. Lord God, I call on for you. Lord God, deliver me from being threatened by people. Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. We are the mother of the Lord. And deliver us from all bodies, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of John. We cast the burden of national burden, we cast unto you. Father, deliver all nations, all land, all countries, all island, all cities, all towns, from all bodies, in Jesus' name, deliver me and my family and my children and their family. Deliver us from all bodies, in Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Mm-hmm.
Let us pray for our families, our homes, our children, our husbands, our wives, our relations, our pastors, our members, our friends, our well-wishers. Let us pray, God, to reach out to them and minister to them, solve their problems, and bless them. That we pray in the name of Jesus.
I pray for myself, my children, my grandchildren, the husband, the wife of my children, my friends, my neighborhood. Oh Lord God, I pray for all of us in the name of Jesus. I pray for my state. I pray for all men all over the world, the sick in the hospital. I pray for them. They heal them, the prisoners in the hospital, set them free from darkness. Oh Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. My prayer concerning my life and that of my children and grandchildren and the husband of my daughter, the wife of my children and mother of my grandchildren. O Lord God, answer my prayer, answer the prayer of the sick in all of it, O Lord over the world, and the prayers of prisoners, O Lord God, set them free. The police forces and armed forces, O Lord God, protect and see them answer their prayer. Yes, the President, the Prince, and this authority. And Lord God, in the name of your Father, answers their prayer. And Lord God, answer the prayer of all pastors all over the world and all brethren, national princes, and national children, teenagers, university students, college students. And that pregnant women, Father Jesus, to answer their prayer in the name of God. All that are looking for children, bless them with children. Lord God, bless them with children. Do not go to heaven in the name of God. And let us bless our children in Jesus' name.
God
bless them that they would have enough faith. God bless them with children. God bless them with children. In Jesus' name, we pray. And let them forget to know God only stay in the mind.
God bless them abundantly. And rebuke all devourer for their
sins. Oh, them, who's them,
we are covered in thy blood, the blood of Jesus. We are covered in thy blood, the blood of Jesus. Let's cover our families, our homes, the blood of Jesus. Cover our children with the blood of Jesus. Cover everything with the blood of Jesus. The enemy that is the blood.
Our families are covered in the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus, yes, God come out the blood of Jesus. God come out the blood of Jesus.
God come out the blood of Jesus. Yeah, oh, covered like the blood of Jesus.
Oh, like
the blood of heaven in Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, I
want
to cover the blood of Jesus.
Come
out with the blood of Jesus.
And the blood of Jesus covered.
God come out, I'm coming here with the blood of Jesus. No weapon from
the blood of God. God is cover my servant, my children, and grandchildren. Husband, the wife of my children, the mother of my grandchildren. My friends, all nations all over the world, Jerusalem. All of the churches of God all over the world, covered with the blood of God. The prisoners, they are covered by the blood of Jesus. And the sick and all those people, the blood of Jesus covered. The police and law forces are covered by the blood of Jesus. All government institutions, they are covered by the blood of Jesus. All children, teenagers, youth, university students, college students, primary school students, kindergarten students, they are all covered with the blood of Jesus and their institution and their schools in the name of Jesus.
God,
I cover my ministry of evangelism, intercession, and children and prayer life. I cover with the blood of Jesus.
No weapon from Jesus.
My health comes from the Lord God Almighty, the maker of the heaven and the earth.
Your health reports
is. Jesus is and always will be our solution. Jesus is the solution to all problems. That's the why we use the name of Jesus. Hebrews 13 verse 8 says, are you hearing me, sir?
Yeah.
Hello? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm hearing
you. Hebrews 13 verse 8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the best path to a better day, a better week, a better month, and a better future.
Yeah.
Yes, Jesus the great I am is the hope of the world. Therefore, we do not lose heart because of disappointment facing us today or concern for our children or the mountain that seems insurmountable, the numerous problems that seems unsolvable, or the provision that looks inadequate. Your Heavenly Father, the Almighty God, took care of all your issues. He takes care of all our issues. When he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for mankind, and because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the worst corruption caused by human desires. It is always good to know that the blessings enjoyed through Jesus are embedded in his many names. The blessings we enjoy through Jesus are embedded in his many names. For example, are you in an impossible situation? Remember that with Jesus all things are possible, according to Luke chapter 1 verse 37 and Philippians 2:10. Are you experiencing hard bondage? Remember, Jesus is the deliverer who came to set the captives free. Psalm 34 verse 17 and Luke chapter 4 verse 18. Have you received a disheartening health diagnosis? Share not, for there is healing in the name of Jesus. He is the great physician. Isaiah 53 verse 5 and Psalm 107:20. Do you owe a large debt and wonder how you will pay it off? Remember, Jesus is your great provider. It's more than enough. Philippians 4 verse 19. Are you anxious because of an upcoming interview, or do you think that the job opportunity you have been waiting for may not materialize? Be not dismayed, for Jesus is your favor. Luke chapter 2 verse 52. Beloved, there are just a few of the benefits you can find in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever the need, Jesus is the great supplier. To the one in bondage, Jesus is the redeemer. To the lost, he is the savior. To the one in darkness, Jesus is the light. To the one under satanic deception, Jesus is the truth. To the lost or the wrongly located is the way. To the one in the storm is the master of the storm. To the weak and weary is the strength. To the dying is the resurrection and life. Jesus is all above and more. He was never and will never be overwhelmed by any problem. No condition is too dumb or blind or too deaf or too deaf, too sick, too leprous, or dead, or too hopeless for Jesus. There is no hopeless situation in Jesus. There was and always will be victory in the name of Jesus. Regardless of your need, you can run to the name of the Lord Jesus for help. Proverbs 18 verse 10 and Acts 2:21. Therefore, take off the limits you have placed on his name. take the limit of God, the one who loves you with an everlasting love and faith. And faith, meditate on the following. Philippians 4:6, don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Philippians 4:19, and this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches which has been given to us in Christ Jesus. Beloved, know the words, everything and all needs above, everything means whatever you are facing, Jesus is able to handle. And all your needs, meaning nothing is beyond his supplying power. The answer to everything is found in the matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For his goodness is boundless. Therefore, surrender to him, fellowship with him through his word, and pray without ceasing. Isaiah 49, verse 6. Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time, have I heard thee, and a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the heart, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give God praise. Glory, honor, and adoration. In the name of Jesus Christ. We're still going to pray one more prayer. Second Chronicles 7 verse 14, verse 13 says, if I shut up the heavens and nothing is happening, then verse 14 says, if my people which have called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, thus said, we heal the land. I tell you, our nations are going through very serious issues. No. The flooding itself that is even going on now is disaster. Not to talk of the economic downturn of, you know, of Nigeria, where the naira is now 900 something naira to one US dollar, and that has created inflation over there right now. And I tell you, we are hearing phone calls. People have to be able to eat food and so on. And all this is going on. Here in the United States, a lot is going on with the government and so on. We want God to rectify all these things and bring solutions to all these problems. Jesus said, peace be still. Only one word. Jesus said, peace be still. The owner of peace has released peace. And there was peace. Oh, yes, Jesus, you speak to our nations. Peace be still, so that there will be solutions to all the problems that are going on. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Shall we pray for our nations?
Father, national prayer. Oh, Lord God of heaven, let everybody on the nation come from their wicked ways. Oh, Lord God of heaven. Oh, Lord God, we are praying for the nation. We national intercessor. Oh Lord God of heaven, in the name of your healing nation, oh Lord God, let all nations come from their wickedness, oh Lord God, and heal the nation, Jerusalem, nation, Nigeria, nation, America, countries, cities, towns, villages, island and land. Oh Lord God of heaven, let them come from their wickedness and lead them in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, nations, oh Lord God of heaven, in the name of God. We national intercessors, we are praying for the nations. Oh Lord God of heaven, heal all nations, oh Lord God, forgive all the sins of all nations in the name of Jesus. All national altar. Of all nations, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, all national altar, troubling all nations, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Let them be set ablaze and burn for high things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Lord, give us forgiveness on all nations in the name of God. Forgive the sins of leaders on all nations in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God,
amen.
I pray for mercy and forgiveness for all nations in the name of God. Remember our land, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Deliver our nations and lands from destruction and judgment in
amen.
The name of God. Gather your healing power on all nations in the name of God. All forces of darkness, leading the move of God on all nations, be rendered impotent in the name of Jesus. I command spiritual strong man in charge of all countries to be banned in the name of God. In Jesus' name, we establishment and satanic fear on all nations and countries be uprooted by fire in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I come against every spirit of Antichrist working against all nations to be permanently frustrated in the name of God. I command the stone of fire from God to fall upon every national satanic operation and activity in the name of God. Oh Lord, let the desire plans and expectation of the enemy for all nations be canceled in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for answered prayer. We give you glory, honor, and adoration.
Oh Lord God,
the
heaven of
Jesus.
All causes will not and all nations is broken and cancel in Jesus' name. By the blood of God, all things of godliness, idolatry, on the land, the seas, in the name of Jesus. All evil condemnance that has been dedicated on all nations, we raise with the blood of God. I pray the blood of Jesus over all nations in the name of God. I decree the will of God for the land and countries, whether the devil likes it or not, in Jesus' name. All contrary powers and authority in Nigeria and all nations be confounded and be put to shame in Jesus' name. I close every satanic gate in every city of all countries in the name of God. Every evil tool in all nations and countries in the name of the dash into pieces in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, I bind all negative forces operating in the lives of leaders of all nations in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, lay your hands of power and fire upon all leaders.
Yes.
O Lord God of heaven, Jesus' name, I bind every blood-drinking demon in all countries and all nations in the name of Jesus. O Lord God of heaven, let the Prince of Peace reign in every department of all nations in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, every antagonistic spirit be frustrated and render impotent on all nations in Jesus' name. O Lord, give us leaders who receive their role as a calling instead of opportunity to amass wealth in Jesus' name. All forms of ungodliness be destroyed by the divine fire of burning in the name of God. O Lord, let our leaders be filled with divine understanding and wisdom in Jesus' name.
Amen.
O Lord, let our leaders on all nations follow the counsel of God and not of man or demons in Jesus' name. O Lord, let our leaders have wisdom, knowledge of God in Jesus' name. O Lord, let our government be the kind that will obtain your direction and leading in the name of Jesus.
Amen. All right. So, we thank God today. We give him glory, honor, and adoration. We're going to stop here today. But next weekend, I tell you, all our equipment will be working 100%. And we're going to have a great outreach next weekend, starting from on Friday to Saturday and Sunday. I tell you, God is going to do great things. But we thank every one of you for being part of this program, for supporting and helping. The Lord bless you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. May he reward you all. abundantly in the name of Jesus. Yes. So let's celebrate.
Amen.
Do you have any prayer requests? The love of God.
The love of God and the same fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you, sir. All right.
Thank you.
All right, greet everybody.